the jam, pump it up while your feet are stumping. And the jam is pumping. Look ahead, the crowd is jumping.
Pump it up the jams here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to our live special coverage from the United Center here in downtown Chicago. I've got the guy who literally pumped it up for the best roll call in any political party's convention in the history of, well, basically the world. Jason Ray, Secretary of the DNC, Wisconsin, native Wisconsin resident, Mr. Extraordinaire. I mean, you're getting all the ups, all the props, all of the snaps for what was a roll call for the ages.
Well, thank you. And I appreciate it. I do want to also just give credit to the production team who made it all come together.
Kidding.
There were more than 70 folks involved in helping pull that off and in the planning process. So major kudos to those who helped make it all possible.
Well, since you just mentioned the production team, I'll take the second right now and say thank you to Brian Kelly, Corey Hartman, Chris Casper, Calvin, Jess, and all the people at Civic that have made this happen for us. We just get up there and talk, Jason.
I just read what was on the teleprompter for me.
Right. It was pretty incredible. What was your favorite moment from the roll call vote?
Oh, that's a really great question.
Especially because you had to do it virtually. Like, we were robbed in 2020. So you presided virtually, like, wah, wah.
I think the coolest part for me was probably when I got the opportunity and the privilege to get to reaffirm Kamala Harris as a nominee in front of the entire convention hall. And just hearing the eruption of applause and cheers. And it's why I'm really glad that even though we had to do the virtual vote early, the virtual roll call to get them on the ballot as our nominees in Ohio, that we still got an opportunity to do the party business in a celebratory way here. I think it was really important for the delegates, for the community at large, for the world to see us uniting together. So I think that moment when everyone was just in unison and just excited, and it reminds me, you know, it's about putting joy back in politics. That was a joyful moment.
Yes, it really was. So thank you for that. It was terrific. I am also so proud of all of the different representatives of the state of Wisconsin that I'm getting to see at this DNC. And obviously, we're an important state, and the road to the White House goes through Wisconsin. But thanks, Jason. You're an incredible representative of the state, of the LGBTQIA+ community. You are the CEO of the LGBTQ Wisconsin State Chamber of Commerce. You know, just a few small duties on your plate on any given day.
I'd like to keep myself as busy as possible. Keeps me out of trouble.
Well, and you've been at this convention business for quite some time, Jason. I was just doing my due diligence before we hopped on air here, and I read, I believe, that you were at your first convention at the age of 17.
I was. I have been attending, have not missed a convention since 2004 in Boston, which has been just an incredible, as a kid who grew up in rural northern Wisconsin, who just had an interest in politics. My parents, you know, they always voted, but were much more focused on the Green Bay Packers than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
So I was kind of the one who was like, well, I'm going to watch the State of the Union. I'm going to watch this inaugural thing. And they're like, okay, go, you do what you want to do.
But, all right, honey.
but to have had the experience that I've had, I've been blessed and privileged beyond belief.
So two questions. How does this convention stack up? And the second one, you can take these in any order, Jason. Interviewee's choice. Why were you so interested in politics? Was it just innate, or was there something particular that stuck out to you as a young person?
I feel like it was something innate that stuck out to me. It was just kind of what happened, and it just felt natural. I remember in elementary school, we had to write a report on somebody famous, and I chose John F. Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
And it just felt natural and continued to study. And for me, I've always viewed politics and the political party as my way to create change in my community. That if I can elect folks who share my values, share my vision, I can have them go do the policy work once I get there. I want to get them to that spot to do that. So I've always just kind of been driven. And it's encouraged me to, you know, to get involved with my county party when I was still in high school, to get involved, to run for the DNC. I got the honor and privilege to serve 6 months in D.C. during high school as a Senate page for Herb Kohl.
So that's a cool job.
That was an awesome experience. So I've been really blessed, but it just kind of felt innate. And it's opened the doors to so many unique possibilities, and including the last six conventions. And I don't know that I can pick a favorite, out of that bunch because each one is so different and unique.
All of your children. You love them equally. They all have their unique attributes.
They do. I mean, that first one, you know, in 04, the first time you ever walk on the convention floor and you see the balloon drop happen and you experience, that was the year Barack Obama gave the keynote speech.
It was the beginning.
And then 08, when we had Mile High Stadium the last night of convention. Each one has been so different, but I would say if I had to choose a favorite, I think it's probably this one right now because this moment, there's just so much energy and joy and pure excitement from folks that is something that I just haven't felt in a while.
Yes, I particularly because we were robbed of a convention in 20. It's just so nice to be together. I keep describing this as rock concert qua church revival, like that qua family reunion. Like it's all those things combined together.
It's incredible how much we can pack into 4 hours a night of programming. And you're right, it's special guests, musical guests. I think tonight we've got the Chicks and Pink, I think.
Yes. It's like, and the fact that they're female acts.
It's
really
incredible.
Cool.
John Legend last night with Stevie Wonder before that. What I like about it, you know, you think back to the roll call as well with just the different music that we played and things during it. It is not just representing one generation, one segment. It is showing the diversity of the party. It's showing the diversity, how people can come in and that everyone, you know, that I've talked to across the country this week's been texting that everyone feels seen. They see themselves represented some way in the convention, which is our goal as we tell this story.
Well, and I'll just tell you, having attended the RNC, that's not the same. I'll set aside my rabidly editorialized comments about the overall like look slash style point slash fashion slash vibe. But there's objectively, you look at the delegates and the attendees at the convention, and it's not a particularly enormously diverse group. And that's when the party's on the national stage. You would think like you might try to muster up some complexity, right? Mm-hmm. Some diversity, but no. That's what I love so much about this. You get to see all of the different generations of leadership within the party. You get to see every community represented. It's really special.
I mean, and you look at it with the speaking program, featuring people like Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez earlier in the week, Mayor Cavalier Johnson this week. We're showing the new tip, but we're also bringing on those like Michelle Obama, like Bill Clinton, like Barack Obama, who have been there and have served. Like, it is really trying to show that we are really the party of the people, for the people.
Yeah, for me, it has kind of been a bit of a retrospective of my own political journey as a Democrat, right? Like, Bill Clinton has spoken, Barack Obama, right? We had JFK's grandson. All of these people with these ties to what I'm going to call, like, the modern progressive Democratic movement, which doesn't mean we always agree with each other perfectly.
No.
But I keep saying to friends of mine, I don't like this, that, or the other thing. I always say two things. The Democratic Party is a big tent party. That means everybody has a place. It also means we're going to disagree, but we do that in our family. We try to ground it in the values that we all share. And we're going to keep arguing, but that's what a big tent party is about. And then the second thing that I like to remind people is the alternative. There's not a good alternative, especially in this moment. So, we'll have those discussions, those nuanced discussions, but that's the way it's supposed to be.
Well, and I think you hit on one thing, though, that I think is really important as folks think about it. You compare the two conventions, and you talked about Clinton speaking. You talked about JFK's grandson. You had Jimmy Carter's grandson as well.
Yes, thank you for reminding me.
You had a representative of every current living Democratic president had some sort of representation in this convention. The RNC did not have past Republican presidents participating and engaging and speaking there.
Zero. Nada. Zippo. Zilch. Not a one. Democrats batting 1,000 on that point. The MAGA party batting zero. And they're all different.
They're all different. They all have
different stripes of Democrats.
Exactly.
Yes.
And we came together and we celebrate all of them because we believe in the same things. We believe in fighting for the people. We believe in our future for freedom. Yeah. And that's what's been on display all week. And it's been just so exciting to see everybody come together in this moment.
I also have had a couple of moments as I have reflected on all of those different leaders being represented across the convention, that we have moved far along as a party as well. That what we hear now is clear, unafraid articulation of healthcare freedoms, mm-hmm. clear, unqualified love, support, and an embracing of the LGBTQIA plus community, right? Like that we have moved, right? That there is this sense of progress.
Oh, very much
right?
So.
Right? Like that's freaking huge.
I mean, I remember being on the floor in 2012 when we were in Charlotte for the convention, which was the very first party platform we adopted that supported marriage equality
yes.
in it. And that was only 12 years ago.
Correct.
And that was only after Joe Biden came out on a national interview and said, I support marriage equality. And then the president, Obama, came out shortly thereafter
yes,
and made it happen.
That was the order. Yes.
But you look today, in two conventions since then, how much the LGBT community is featured, how much they're included, it is talked about. When we talk about freedom, it is very clear that it's freedom of choice, freedom to love who you love. It is not lost out there anymore.
Yeah, it's, again, it feels such a full circle moment. So let's leave on a little bit of a personal notes. You were a Senate page. I was a congressional intern through the Les Aspin Center for then Congressman Tom Barrett. What is your favorite, little funny thing that people wouldn't know about as a Senate page that you experienced?
I'll share a story because it's really quick. But when we were
we only have a minute.
I've got 1 minute. Okay. We were on the floor of the Senate, the second week there, working the vote. Some Senator Joe Biden grabs me and says, hey, I've got somebody for you to meet. And I said, sir, I can't leave. He said, no, come with me. And he introduced us to the Dalai Lama.
Shut up.
No. I heard I was a 16-year-old kid, and here's...
My story is downright lame now. Okay.
I'm sorry.
Here's my story. Jason.
Big hitter the llama.
Big hitter the llama. So I got that going for me, which is nice. My story, not nearly as cool. It involves neither Joe Biden nor the Dalai Lama, I'm sad to say. But one of the tricks was when giving Capitol tours, there were a couple of statues and things that we would make up stories about that are passed from intern to Senate page to intern. Folks, don't believe everything your tour guide tells you. Jason Wright,
thanks,
such a pleasure.
No, good to see
Great
you.
To have you. Secretary of the DNC, my friend, and now each one of yours. We're partying it up. I am Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network special live coverage of the 2024 DNC. We'll be back in just a moment.